This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces pressed ahead with their air and ground bombardment of southern Gaza Strip, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians, even as the United States and the United Nations repeatedly urged them to protect civilians. Residents and journalists on the ground said the intense Israeli airstrikes in the south of the densely populated coastal enclave included areas where Israel had told people to seek shelter. It was too early to make a definitive assessment on whether or not Israel was heeding U.S. calls to protect civilians in its renewed military operations in Gaza, the U.S. State Department said on Monday.
In the first few days of this renewed military campaign against the south, we have seen some things that don't look like the operation as it was conducted in the north.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters that Israel's targeted evacuations were an improvement compared to telling an entire city to vacate. The United States has urged it to do more to safeguard civilians. A former U.S. diplomat who spent two decades rising up the State Department ranks has been charged with being a Cuban spy, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FBI arrested Manuel Rocha Friday. The Justice Department says he'd used various high-level positions, including on the National Security Council and as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, to work with Cuban intelligence against the U.S.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the FBI learned of Rocha's Cuban ties last year and arranged for someone posing as a Cuban spy to contact Rocha. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rocha was arrested on Friday. This